All right, y'all. What's up? It's Chase Banks, Family Members Only Podcast. Told y'all we got Smigo, G Capo on here. Now, the questions, I had to take out some of y'all questions because they were messy.
Messy as fuck.
But we're going to get right to it.
I love that messy shit. We ain't going
there. All right, so the questions that y'all asked, I filtered them out, and we're just going to get started. So both of y'all artists in the Valley. Y'all done did your own thing for a little minute there. I've been to both of y'all performances, one here, one at Speakeasies. What make y'all keep going? Like, what make y'all really keep going in this industry?
Shit, what make me keep going? Shit, I'm raw. I'm gonna make it out myself.
I feel like getting noticed at weird places, Walmart, JJ's, motherfucker running up to me, Capo, or you feel me? They just know the spin. Even the hatred we get. That shit feel good, you know? I don't look at it no way other than that. We just getting our name out there.
I don't care if motherfucking hate, I don't care if they love it. They watch us.
They watching us. Everybody shit. So.
Yeah, I ain't gonna lie, y'all, especially you got plenty of followers. Your followers rising like a motherfucker. We done seen that. Someone asked me, when y'all do your music, cause some of y'all music, y'all tell you talking about someone or talking about a situation that didn't happen. When y'all do your music, does that come in play? Like, are y'all actually talking about someone specific, or y'all talking about?
I ain't gonna lie, I'm always talking about something specific. I ain't gonna say always, really. Cause
I'm gonna say your name. I'm dissing.
I'm always talking about something specific. You feel me? It's like that's how I make music. Is off life. I gotta live life, motherfucker. Like, hey, he dropped in a minute. I ain't been through shit.
That's fair enough. I mean, there's a couple songs. You got the song, see what they asked a question about the certain song, the song that you sent me, that with the red cover.
The red cover. The red cover to me.
Yeah, yeah. They said you were talking about certain women in that album. They wanna know which women you were talking about.
Yeah, what you mean?
So, can you tell them which women you were talking about?
What song?
Any song. Give us three women in there that you were talking about. They want to know. The question says, ask Migo which women he was talking about in the Zell.
Well, you see at that stage.
I know where that question came from. I mean, I know exactly who asked that. That question came from. It wasn't you.
It wasn't you, bitch.
I ain't gonna lie. I get one. I ain't gonna say her name, though, but... I got an ex. If you know, you know. I got an ex. You know what I'm saying? I only got like two or three of them. For real, for real.
Okay.
Ex, you feel me? And I made a few, you know what I'm saying, about her. I got just a couple bitches, you know what I'm saying? Just a few. I ain't.
Okay, well, since I'm here, was it in the midst of y'all relationship that you made?
Were you in a relationship?
Hell no. I would never make a song about a bitch when I'm
No. Okay. Now, we gonna hop right into it about the relationship. We might as well get these questions out the way.
What's up?
So, Smigo.
What's up?
Have you messed with Kiki?
Ooh. Kiki who?
That's a lot of Kikis.
Phone them. Plenty Kiki.
What Kiki?
What's her name? Rakia?
Rakia?
No,
that's
your
best friend.
That's your best friend?
That's my best
Cap
friend.
Head,
okay. What the fuck? So, all y'all heard that. All y'all who saying that shit dead. He ain't fucking with him at all.
Free Wayne. Fuck is y'all talking about? Y'all so goofy.
Tell us stop playing between
y'all. Goofy as hell. What the fuck?
Stop fucking playing with
somebody
Wayne.
Asked me that for real?
They don't like
someone asked me that for real.
That's weird as hell. They just wanted that to be, man. That's my best friend, bro. That's his, bro. We rock with her, bro. That's our people's, bro. Stop playing with
her. Of course. Okay, Capo, we're going to get right into it with you. You were married.
Yeah.
You got divorced.
No, not yet.
What happened?
Shit, I'm a hoe. I like bitches.
And I'm an internet.
I mean, shit, like, I'm gonna look at it like this. Like, as a man, a lot of shit we can't do, far as like, that shit was strong as a young motherfucker, for a young nigga. You feel me? I'm 21. Marriage is a big ass thing to do, folks. I thought I was ready. You feel me? I wasn't at all.
That's real to admit that.
You got married at 21?
I got married when I was 22.
Oh,
you feel me? Damn. But that shit was like, it was a lot of shit you gotta. You gotta think for the other person. You gotta think for yourself. It's too much shit, bro. Like, me? Hell no, I couldn't do that shit. With no bad blood, it just
didn't work
for me. It wasn't
just
for
didn't
me.
Work.
Yeah, it didn't work.
So, when y'all going through, because I mean, we all know all of us here know that the Fox Valley messy. We'll just keep it how it's messy.
Messy as fuck.
So when y'all going through your music, y'all going to the performances, and you all know there's haters. Like, let's just be honest. Smego, you know, even me and you, motherfuckers try to get me and you into it. So you know it's messy. So when it goes down to this, y'all performing.
You think I was into it with you? I ain't even know nothing
yeah,
about
yeah, yeah, and that is true. Motherfuckers had me thinking that he was mad and all type of shit. None of that was true. So you know the Fox Valley messy.
Yeah.
So when y'all performing, y'all see the people who you know. Because, like, let's be honest, y'all know who the haters are.
Yeah.
Y'all know who the haters
oh,
are.
Oh, yeah, get this one, get this question out. What's
so,
up?
So.
I
want
to answer this.
The question was, this came from a nigga, too, because obviously they were for real. They want to know. Mm-hmm. So. When y'all see your haters, and you know they fake as hell, so they, oh, what up, bro? Hey, good performance. Yeah, like, yeah. How does that make y'all feel? Like, y'all know that they the haters? Like, y'all know?
I'll put it this way. I'll put it this way, right? If a motherfucker see me and they hate me, as long as they don't get violent,
yeah.
I don't give no fuck, bro. You paid your 10, 20 to get up in here.
Yeah.
Let's have a ball.
You watch the show. Let's have a ball, bro. You know what I'm saying? Because there's only two ways to go about it. Let's have a ball. Let's play ball. You right? Everybody want to stay out of jail, bro. Regardless.
Raise them kids.
That's true.
Well, everybody that's got true. Kids. I'm a mama.
Chase the money.
What the fuck? Everybody wants some money on, bro. Like, nobody is. I'm not thinking I'm on stage and I see somebody out in the crowd that don't like me. I'm not thinking, oh, they don't like me. No.
Don't nobody want to play ball. Bottom line.
I'm thinking. Shut up. I'm thinking. You feel me? You said no violence. I'm thinking. Oh, my mama, like, I'm finna turn up this crowd.
Yeah.
I don't give a fuck if Donald Trump in the crowd, bro. Like, that don't matter to me. That shit don't matter, bro. I can recognize not one face. It doesn't matter, bro. I'm gonna turn the fuck up. I'll turn up, and I'm going home to my kids.
And that's real, because I'm not gonna lie. Even, like, with you, my daughter know the hey song. You know what I'm saying? So it's not like that shit working in, and you were doing the dance to Dan. I'm talking about my kids watching that. They, Dan, look, hey, don't you know him? Ain't he gonna be on the show? You doing a dance? So, really, the haters, it don't really faze y'all. And I can see that. I can see that.
Motivate us. It motivate me hard as hell.
A hater ain't stopped us from popping out at no show.
Listen, when you got haters, they make us doing something right.
Show our ass.
Ain't nobody gonna hate you if you ain't doing something right. They just mad because they ain't doing what you doing.
And then, like, it's a lot of shit. Like, motherfuckers be bored. They damn near don't even like. Hate us. They just be bored.
Yeah.
Nothing else to do.
What the fuck
though? I mean, they gotta choose someone though. Like, even okay, so when we go through the questions, we go through different what a lot of these questions you could tell are from people who look at y'all life and just want in. You know what I'm saying? That's really all hating is. They just want in your life. They want to be nosy. That's really all it is.
It's they hate that they can't do what they doing, or is it that they hate that they, you know what I'm saying?
They don't
like what they doing.
I love everybody.
So going through y'all music, let's get back to the music. Forget everyone else talking. Let's go back to the music. So going through the music, what's y'all next project?
He got plenty of shit.
Give me a little hint. Just a little hint.
I ain't gonna lie, folks. My next big move, my mama, I'm going on tour. I ain't gonna say with who. You'll see. I'm going on tour. It's my next big move. That's my next big move.
Me, shit, I'm just out here till I, you know, get the recognition I need, you feel me? I'm moving in, moving with heroes. Like, I got no more heroes, I'm gonna say I'm in my brother Club Boy Meech. He fuck with them a long way, you feel me? So, once I drop with Amari Blaze, y'all, step a party, it's gonna be up, shit. I'm just ready, shit. I'm just ready for this shit to pay off.
When y'all recording, because, I mean, obviously, y'all got your people. You know, we got Mook here. If y'all don't know Mook, Mook is in the podcast. He's on the table.
DBC.
We got DBC. And he do clothes. Y'all got to check out his clothes for real.
Turn me up.
We got G Capital's brother. So y'all got people who y'all fuck with the long way.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So
we thick as hell.
Once y'all get big.
No Diddy.
Once y'all. Because it's coming. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Before I did this podcast, I kind of looked at y'all followers, y'all views, went on different songs. I even put your songs on the website, and then I took a poll to see who, like, what? Y'all shit growing. It's happening. You could tell by your followers. You could tell by your posts. Like, y'all post something, and I'll be honest, it's the stupidest shit ever. And y'all hit 100 likes like that. So when y'all doing this, and y'all see the growth, how's that feel? Like, because you look back, like, even a year ago, Smego, when I first knew you. You can look back there. You done grown a lot. Even your, not even just your music, but your mentality too, you done grown a lot.
So, my 2 cents in?
Hold on. Of course.
That's the question. Man.
But the growth, when y'all see the growth, how does that feel?
My growth or how I feel? I mean, I ain't gonna lie to you, bro. I don't think about that shit enough.
Chiato.
I ain't there yet, so it don't matter. Like,
so you're not the spot where you want to be at, so it don't matter.
Yeah, I can't walk out the house there.
You see, I don't know you elevate.
Dude had a person literally come downtown with a poster of his. Like, literally, they went to like some library or FedEx or something. They had a poster posterized for him and his picture. Came downtown and asked everybody, "Have you seen Smego outside tonight? Have you seen Smego? Have you seen Smego?" He finally found Smego's. Smego didn't believe it when they told him about it. He like, "You lying?" He found it funny. Found the nigga. Dude really had his picture waiting on him to give him autographs.
Like, that's crazy.
Shit like that. Like, I be having a lot of, like, surreal ass shit happen to me. Like, you know, I ain't gonna speak on it too much, but just a lot of shit be happening to me. Like, a lot of, like, I ain't even that big yet. What the fuck? Yeah. Like,
well, I'm not gonna lie. Okay, so when I first started the podcast, right, I said, who could I have on from the Valley that can, you know what I'm saying, that can make my first podcast kind of snap, right? Yeah. I took a poll. I ain't gonna lie. They had Rock on their, Rocco on there.
Rapu, turn me up.
They had, and his music dope. They had a couple people. But I think the thing that makes you all too different is y'all vibe when you perform.
We got bitches. That's what it is.
It's energy. Not even that. It's like, okay, energy. So when y'all perform, even your videos. I see your videos.
Yeah.
And it'd be like the whole crowd going nuts. I didn't see one time you perform and someone
nobody,
fell off the stage.
Doing music ain't in nobody, the valley. Ain't everybody said they matched me and him up. Our energy. For we gonna stand on shit. We gonna stand on bars. I'm gonna slip and fall every time I can.
If I'm being honest with you, bro.
Smego can't even let smash Capo.
I ain't gonna lie to you, bro. That's what I was known for. Before Capo got on the scene, bro, I was known for that, bro. Like, all this shit that, like, I was known for that. But when I see Capo energy, I ain't gonna lie. I found a new way to do my shit. Because I don't want it to look like we doing the same shit. Like, I found a new way to
be crazy. I feel like he's out the box.
I feel like he's just so crazy. Be Capo be just going so crazy because like he little, so like you don't expect him to be like the nigga just be like so energetic.
So you know what I'm saying? The fans love the energetic. They love that how we love he got, our music. You
and
know
then
what
his
saying?
Performance
so,
go all the way with the beat, the song, and everything. It's just like,
and that's one of the questions they want to know because you both have a unique style. Like your styles ain't. You have Milwaukee rap, right? Everyone knows that Milwaukee rap. You have Chicago rap. You have the Illinois rap. But what you all did was kind of new. And the reason why I put you all on here is because you kind of mixed it almost.
Man, spin a roll.
It's called spin a roll.
Because
that like shit, I listen to y'all shit and I'm like, wow, that's dope. Because nowadays, and it's just a fact, I'm not saying it's bad. I like a lot of artists. Mm-hmm. But nowadays, a lot of people, they get into a group. So you got Milwaukee rapper who could be dope. But you also have 20 other Milwaukee rappers that sound just like him. You know what I'm saying?
1,000 Mari
so
boys.
So when you could turn on a new artist and be like, oh, shit, I never heard this before.
That's dope.
How did y'all, well, I mean, I guess it's different for both of y'all because your music is
really the same.
We definitely the same. Me and bro, we make drill music. We make soft music. I like love music more. I make more music about females than a lot of music.
When it's the spin, bro. Like,
we drunk as hell off Hennessy in the studio.
When it's spin and roll. That's us. We get the whole genre, right? Like that's that. You get into that shit, bro, and it's hard on the ear. It's very hard on the
whole
ear.
Whole time though, but really shout out my boy Gully the one.
Gully G,
really started that.
Yeah,
that's him, folks.
Shout out Gully.
And I mean, for the Fox Valley wise, you know, all we need is that little push because the artists here are dope. We just be honest. I'm from the Fox Valley, so I'm not trying to be biased because I also fuck with a lot of people in Chicago. Shout out to my family in Chicago, but the Fox Valley, y'all coming up with a new style that literally taking over.
New drill rap. Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? It's taking over because the music itself is music you can go to a club to. Mm-hmm. But the lyrics, they a little different.
Mm-hmm. You know what I learned? You gotta feel rap now. I want y'all to feel that shit. When y'all hear our songs, I want y'all to feel like y'all in the bar with me.
I want you to feel like you done went on the hit.
Or like you rocked.
You done caught a brain.
Or like you rocked it or put it
on. Mama, like you done caught a brain. Like yourself. Like, are you done? You done. If it's a love song, I want you to feel like you done fucked the bitch. My mama.
You've been hurt.
If you listen to any one of their songs, it just give you a vibe, but I just don't get no fuck.
No game.
Or this is what it is.
I got the magic.
This how I'm coming.
I want them to play my shit in the rage room. You know, the rooms where they be knocking shit over. Like, yeah, bro. my soul. Like, I want a motherfucker to release all they demons listening to my shit, bro.
What was the hardest song y'all had to make?
Ain't none of that shit hard.
So y'all just come in there and just go nuts.
It's hard to make music?
When you drunk. When you capping. Yeah, when you capping, you don't know what the fuck you talking about. Niggas just in that bitch running their mouth.
You know, I'm not one of the rappers. That's why I'm making clothes, bro. I done sat in the studio with these niggas so many nights, so many days, bro. The niggas make... They didn't put a song together within an hour or less.
If Rock Pooh said fuck minutes. Us today, we had to go rob that boy and put his ass in the chokey for that computer.
That music, that's
serious.
Who gonna put a whole song together within under an hour?
Rock Pooh.
So
called.
Under an hour, y'all put it.
I kid you not.
We make a song.
While we doing it, Rock Pooh playing with it. I'm
20 minutes, 30 minutes.
Ten minutes top.
Within an hour.
Okay. That's if it's by yourself.
20 minutes top, though.
What's up? Let's talk about the music, bro. Let's what they really want to know, bro.
What y'all want to know about us?
I have some of y'all questions. Is there anything y'all want to ask these live before they perform? Any question you want to ask them, they said they'll answer anything. So all you all got to do is type it in.
They
want
to hear about this music shit, cool, but they want to hear what the fuck going on.
Drop
their
questions under the line. Let's get wild.
I can ask some of the questions y'all asked earlier.
We can ask all that shit.
I told you right before the film was going on. So.
All right, well, Smeagol, who? We just get right into it. Smeagol, who you fucking?
Who I'm fucking?
That's the question.
Who I'm fucking?
Who you with?
Somebody asked you that?
Somebody asked me that.
Who I'm fucking?
I just want
to
know.
Get right to the mama. Tell you. Who up? Your mama. What the fuck you talking about? What? Who I'm fucking?
Come on. Another question.
What's that doing for you? What the fuck who I'm fucking?
I told you all these questions getting crazy.
It's cool though. They can ask, but you know what I'm saying?
Oh, yes, the Virgin Mary.
Yeah, what the fuck? Who I'm fucking is crazy.
Another question.
Did I fuck the person who asked that?
Probably. I don't know. I wrote him down.
You wrote down the name? Can I see the name?
No, I didn't write down a name. I just wrote down all the questions.
Go ahead.
But I can figure it out later. Go through my stuff and let you know. Capo.
I'm drunk as hell already. That's the word. Talk to me, G.
Capo. They said if you name who the baddest bitch in the Fox Valley.
I gotta say, my mama give it to this girl named. She from Green Bay, folk. Thick as hell. My dead home, Kyra. Kira. What's her name? Kyra, some shit like that?
Kyra.
Thick as hell. My mama shorty had a bodysuit on at our Airbnb party. On my dead homie. I ain't never seen no ass cheeks like that, folk. Shorty, thickest bitch in the valley, folk. The second, my mama, thickest bitch in the valley, folk. GD, I ain't gonna lie.
They say, my bad, y'all. My bad, I apologize. Smeagol, they said, you are a thought. Who gives the best head in the valley? You don't have to answer it.
He gonna answer that.
You don't have to answer it.
Don't spill a bean.
Get him
hoo glue. Get him a clue.
Who got that? I'll say this. She's somebody's girlfriend. Can't tell
on
her.
Oh, okay.
I'm talking that.
G Capo.
I ain't going.
G Capo. If you could, if you. Could cuff anyone in the valley, who would it be?
Right now, my eyes on this. My eyes on this girl, though. I ain't gonna lie to you, but she ain't even be out here like that. My mama is a little white bitch.
Okay.
White bitch. I like
you
white
that
girls.
Bad, bro.
I don't care.
He be cuffing shit.
They finna talk about you.
Mr.
They finna talk about you.
What's I don't next, be cuffing man? Shit, because you
what's
know
next?
After I'm done.
What's next?
Fuck
what's next, bro? Wait,
fuck that bitch, bro.
I'm having fun.
I don't even know.
Rapper.
Rapper.
What's next, bro?
All right. Smeagol. They didn't say a name.
I bet.
But they said... They heard recently that you fucked someone at Peppermint Hippo. Who work at Peppermint Hippo.
Oh, we both did.
They said.
I fucked them recently?
Who was it?
Wait. I need to understand your question.
Whoa.
I fucked them at the Peppermint Hippo or they just worked there?
Ain't nobody fucking at the Peppermint.
I think
they worked there because it says a stripper at the Peppermint Hippo.
I don't even know who works
there. Stripper or a bottle girl, though. Like.
It's a good question. Whoever asked that question need to revise it.
Bro, this is my question. Hold on.
I don't know who works there. Like, I don't know. I haven't been.
So the thought, so the thought part was true, but like the stripper, you don't know.
I used to be a thought, bro. What the fuck? Like, you know, one thing about y'all need to understand, bro. I'm never ashamed because I got pussy, bro. Get y'all stupid ass on, bro. I don't give a fuck. I fuck plenty of you all. Like, I'm not ashamed, bro.
So much, bro.
Yeah. What the fuck?
I'm not gonna lie though. All four of y'all, I'll be keeping hot. Mook, when I talked to you, was the first thing you said, "I'm proud of you, bro. Get out."
Do
you, Smigo, what'd you say? "Hey, bro, I'm glad you out. Make sure you do right this time." That was the day I got up. Talk to you the day I got up. What'd you say? "Hey, bro, you doing the podcast and stuff." So I can say this about these. Y'all asking these questions. I'm gonna ask the questions that y'all ask. But these niggas not even like that no more. They done changed. They about their music. They about their business. They make that money. That shit.
I'm still like that. I'm gonna say like this. I get winks. I buy flowers from the flower man on the G. And I walk up to niggas bitches.
Might get some Stella Rose and some roses, you know?
Yeah, let's get to these questions. Fuck all that, bro. Let's get to these questions.
We don't live by. He got a good one. It's about Huncho.
He ain't here.
What up?
He here.
You?
He on Facebook.
You used to fuck with Huncho Tuff.
Yeah.
What happened between y'all?
How could I put it? Me and Huncho just outgrew each other, bro.
Oh, fuck, that's the best way to say it.
That's a dope answer. Like, that's a dope answer.
That's bro, though.
Like Huncho, like, personally, folk, it was a big misunderstanding.
Yeah.
On really his behalf. But by the time the understanding was missed, it was too late. So,
he's back on the road.
You know,
shit got clashed.
Yeah, folks. So it's like I ain't got no bad blood with dude. Like,
okay,
you know what I'm saying?
Okay. He's a good producer, promoter. Shit.
He's a great promoter.
I respect
promoter.
What he doing.
Yeah,
I respect. You know what I'm saying?
Good ass promoter.
But I don't got nothing bad to say about it.
But that was a dope answer.
Yeah, we just outgrew.
Well, I'm mad he stopped promoting. I haven't been.
It's like my life go this way.
For those of you who don't know, Hennessy Huncho is on the table with Smigo and Mook. So it's not. For the question that y'all asked, it ain't as deep as y'all building it more than this. Listen, everyone in the valley, we trying to make this money. We done with all that.
No blows. We ain't shot at each other. We ain't went live and talked about each other. Well, yeah, it ain't cold there.
Capo, we got a messy question for you. Who your sneaky link right now?
I ain't fucking with none of y'all. I ain't with a lot of y'all. It's too much fuck shit. Females, you being a bitch, your sneaky link out here, the first thing they want to do, they gossip. They tell the next bitch that you talking to them. And then it don't even be about you being a sneaky link. A bitch can have a vendetta out for a bitch used to talk to.
They ask what a sneaky link is, nigga.
Okay, you don't know who my sneaky link is.
I don't give a fuck. They want, they give a fuck.
Oh, so you do have one?
All you
got to
do is say,
fuck grave, I do.
Do you want to name it?
Hell
no. Alright, you We actually Oh, she tagging people? Sis, don't be messy, sis.
Talk your shit, my mom. TT, don't do that.
Huh?
Yeah. Let's talk about this to
you. Who fuck she tagged?
Who she tagged?
Ashley Lee.
Man.
Hold on, the question's coming. The question's coming now. Ashley, sis, you all got any questions for him? They said they answering any question.
Anything, my
mom. No, I ain't saying.
We got.
You ask me some stupid shit, I'm gonna have bro block you from the live.
We got five minutes, y'all.
Questions on the live, though. No, ain't no question, bro. This about us. Fuck the live, bro.
So those of you who just now tuned in, we done talked about their music. We done talked about their next project. For those of y'all didn't know. I got an exclusive Smigo going on tour. He not telling you when. He not telling you how. But he definitely going on tour.
I'll tell you when. June.
Oh, you
going on tour.
Okay, well, there y'all go. We're going on tour, too. They said any questions y'all have, you can answer the question. They got 5 minutes before they perform. So we will be, when they perform, I will be going back live again. But any questions y'all want to ask, they said they're answering any questions.
Hold up. You ain't got no more on that computer?
I do. I'm only right here. You can look.
Going, that's what I'm saying. Let's get them out the way.
All right.
My mama, let's go.
You weird for that. I'm drunk as hell already. Dude, you ain't drink none of that bottle.
No,
I'm sip on this, please.
So the next question is for both of y'all.
What up?
Y'all done seen everyone twerk in the valley. Who the best? Who got the best ass?
That shit don't.
Ain't no bitch in the valley that know how to twerk their ass. out here in Fox Valley. You gotta go to Milwaukee, Fireside, to see some ass shaking. You can't go here.
Y'all be here shaking ass in the same fits.
Nah, we ain't gonna say that.
You said it with the same clothes?
You gotta pull the.
They don't have no ass.
You gotta pull the dress down every 5 seconds, bro.
It's a couple bitches out here that I can't.
You know what? Y'all dusty ass. Y'all start twerking. Y'all start twerking. And then y'all like twerk. And then run off like, that shit look dusty.
That motherfucker let him off. Bitches in Milwaukee gonna
throw that ass in that coochie print show.
I don't care about none of that shit. Don't twerk around me.
I'm the best twerker. Next question, man. Get y'all lame ass on.
Y'all lame.
They said, oh, this one's dope. They said, y'all funny as hell on social media. Is that the real y'all, or do y'all kind of use a persona?
A bitch better ask. I'll have a bitch crack on that gun.
A persona.
They saying, like, because, you know, rappers, y'all might be different with y'all family. You know what I'm saying? When y'all on stage, y'all kind of going nuts, whatever. I can say, though, Smiga, you kind of get turned up all the time. So do you. So I don't think it was exactly for y'all, but the question still stands. Like, when y'all on social media, the shit y'all say, that just come out the top of your head.
We gonna leave that to Rock Pool.
You a quiet person?
I say that shit out loud.
This coming from the nigga that head butt of the camera in the hallway.
Jimmy, I'm quiet as hell.
Nobody else was in it. But nobody was in it.
We trying to get through these questions, guys.
Motherfuckers quiet.
Come on. We the same people on and off the net. Fuck my kids.
What advice would y'all give someone else who's trying to get back to get into the music game?
Don't suck. Talk about what you really are doing.
Don't let nobody discourage you on your path, gang.
Be you.
Be you. Be. Go to school. Don't get caught up in a lifestyle that you have to do what you rap. None of that shit, because that shit will fuck you up when you live in a persona.
But I ain't gonna lie. If you rap about some shit, like if you want to take that route,
do it.
Do it, but just know you're going to get tried.
My kids.
Oh, bro, don't try to do what you rap. Rap what you do.
Exactly. You're going to get tried. So if you, I ain't saying like, it's a lot of motherfuckers that like, all right, so I'll put this example, right? A lot of motherfuckers talk about trapping, especially in Milwaukee, right? And they'll talk about they made 50 G's, 100 G's. They ain't make no 100 G's, but guess what?
I'm broke as shit.
They be trapping. So it's like, you feel me? I ain't saying, but I'm saying like, just rap. What you about, bro? Rap what you is, bro. Sing what you is.
Just because we rap about head tapping, that don't mean you can't get your shit tapped. You feel me? Just because we, that's just that. It's just real life shit, man. You rap about your positions you got put in life. You rap about old history, things that happened. Mm-hmm. That shit don't be current. That shit can be happened 5 years ago, and I'll be talking about it. You feel me?
Mama.
But I just know how to word it. Use your imagination, gang.
Yeah.
That's all it is, bro.
So someone asked y'all, what's your favorite song? Like, to each of y'all favorite song that y'all...
Go. Go is my favorite song with all of.
What you ask?
Like, when y'all recording, you got an album out. You got a lot of stuff out. What's y'all favorite song of your personal stuff?
My shit?
Yeah.
He already know what I like to hear.
Probably Toxic Love.
Toxic Love, decent too. I ain't gonna no more.
You say yours is Go?
My shit was his shit. What's that song I was just telling you about? Honey Bean.
$1,000.
I don't remember. Y'all go screen that. That's that kid.
Is. My favorite song of his is, hey, you know.
Man, that's New Jack. He lying like a motherfucker, man.
No, New Jack, I told you that shit.
That New Jack, that shit, that. But that hey now, yeah, y'all gotta go tune in. That hey, bro. Hey, and stuff.
I'm not gonna lie. Hey, that song, Hey, I'm talking
it.
About.
Hey, got it.
I don't think, like, bro. My daughter five. GP. My daughter five. Ain't no way I'm, because I was doing the little commercial.
My
I'm talking about like what? Like I came in the room. I said, "What are you listening to?" I said, "She's like, I push play, Dad." I'm like, "You know the song?" She over there, hey. I'm like, "What are you doing?"
It's so crazy. It's crazy when not seeing a female from Chicago from the rap.
I was just about to tell y'all, Rockford not a big song Rockford. In front of me. You know Rockford not that big like, of a community. I was just in Rockford with my family. That's how you moving though. I was just in Rockford with my family.
Damn different though. With my mama.
Damn real different. Damn.
Shorty taking that on the ground.
If y'all knew.
Ooh.
I'll be honest. I'm going to get y'all.
Hey, listen.
The nigga, them songs y'all be hearing like that, bro.
That was made in the background.
The nigga don't even rap that shit around us, bro. He got to be by himself, fool.
He
by himself. The nigga make his best shit.
I was there for that damn, bro. That damn. Brother did that.
I'm not going to lie though.
Why you just do that?
Huh?
Why you just do this?
Oh, we got a question. Marmaduke will be on the show May 17th. Y'all tune in for that.
Who the best?
He want to know who the best rapper in the Fox Valley.
Smigo.
All of us. All of us.
He says.
He says Smigo. He said all of us.
He said it so fast.
That's the type of energy.
Yeah, bro, I love that. But I feel like all of us equal. Ain't no best rappers this shit, because I could eat one of you niggas up if I wanted to. You feel me? I could put y'all in a cereal bowl and eat your ass up.
But if I'm be honest with you, like, that's what I'm supposed to say. But, like, my favorite rapper, my mama.
Man, Gully.
Gully, Glow.
Glow, y'all, Gully and Glow.
For real.
Mark Duke, Gully, too. Glow.
Duke got that shit.
He R&B king.
I'm not finna sit here and say.
Remember Duke Dope.
I'm not finna sit here and say, like, you know what I'm saying? Boom, my favorite. I'm say, like, the Spin, bro. If you was with us, bro, you cold. You one of my favorites, bro.
Oh, yeah, and Gully, now you hear this? Hit me up. I need you on this podcast.
Now, ask me this. Who is my favorite rapper outside of here? Meaning, like.
That is actually one of the questions. That is one of your questions. They said, who's your favorite rapper out of Milwaukee or Green Bay?
And Green Bay, Nate got it.
I got Nate. So my mama, that nobody, y'all gonna scream that nobody just dropped,
Drillers.
Man.
Drillers and Nate.
Drillers too. Nate, Wallow, you can't forget about JJ.
JJ.
Wallow got that shit.
I ain't gonna lie, motherfucker look over Driller.
I ain't gonna lie.
Pay attention to Driller for real. But
Nate,
that's because sure don't
and Drillers, top two of my favorites, bro.
The best songs in
JJ,
the
JJ, definitely, you feel me? But you know what I'm gonna say, bro. My boy the move, but out of Green Bay, because that's where I met him.
Too, though.
JJ the best.
Vonnie.
Oh, I fuck with boy.
Yeah, Vonnie, dope. Vonnie dope.
Solidified, bro.
Vonnie dope. Always
you
that.
Fuck with who?
Boy.
I be forgetting.
They said, Capo, you got any love music?
Yeah, I got love music. I just made a shit called Cry Now, Cry Later.
Cry Now,
basically
Cry Later.
For my old relationship.
Send that to me, too, so I can use it for commercial. That sounds dope.
Cry Now, Cry Later. You gonna cry later, bitch.
Oh, Hennessy on here now.
What's next?
Next question. What challenges have y'all faced?
Life. Well, I come from the trenches. What the fuck?
Biggest challenge ever.
What the fuck? Man, we had lead in our water growing up, bro.
That fuck. That fuck.
Come on, mama.
Hold on. We got a live question.
What's that?
Do y'all see future features with Green Bay artists?
Yep.
I see a lot of.
If I'm going to be honest with you. If I'm gonna be honest with you, it ain't gonna
I ain't gonna call shit. I'm gonna
keep it a bean. Artists in Green Bay.
I'm gonna keep it a bean.
This is my opinion only. Green Bay got an ego, bro. A lot of the niggas got an ego to where it's like they post to though. Don't get me wrong. I'm not mad at it.
Yeah.
They got an ego where they even they come out here and they you feel me?
Yeah.
They come out here, DR'd up. My mama.
Ain't nothing wrong
motherfucker, me read up like they got an ego. I love that shit.
Yeah.
So, with all the Appleton versus Green Bay bullshit that went on, bro, it caused a divide.
That
now,
did.
Before all that, on my mama, niggas was talking about. It's a lot of niggas was talking about linking with each other, doing music, this, that, and that. That's been.
It just never happened.
What is the collaboration gonna bring them?
It's gonna bring a lot of shit.
It's gonna bring a lot of shit together.
It's gonna bring.
Let's talk about clothes, bro.
We can go.
We not gonna do that with the rap shit because that's a lot.
You feel me?
It's different shit. It's different shit, bro. That shit.
I feel like this. Me connecting with a Green Bay rapper is opening our community up. I don't gonna fuck by nobody feelings in this shit. At the end of the day, this gonna feed us, bro. If we got two cities that come together,
but at the same time, you gotta also make sure the other party feel that way. Otherwise, it's gonna be a clash.
I gotta understand who I gotta understand with. Fuck everybody else. I don't gotta do shit with Rush Mob, nobody else. But long as I can deal with who I deal with in Green Bay, that's who I'm gonna fuck with, gang. That's it.
I see. It's about getting on that map. It's about branching off. It's about locking in.
It's a lot of cold niggas.
It's a lot of niggas.
We just gotta learn how to like each other.
That's cold.
That's it.
It just gotta. It's about exactly right there. It's about that lock in, bro.
Lock in with this shit.
When the ego stop, my mother might say we got egos. When that ego shit stop, bro. Oh my mama, it's gonna be. We go tear this bitch up.
Hold
the music.
You know we the only ones that still compete with each other. Everybody else like
I ain't compete with nobody.
No, 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 I ain't saying we compete with nobody personally.
We can't compare.
We not personally compete with nobody, but like
first and foremost, it's not the rappers that's starting this beef. It's the outsiders looking in that's starting this beef.
I'm talking about
it's Facebook.
I'm talking about as far as like nigga. I done been to jail, bro. I done seen, like, Mexican gangs. They ain't supposed to ever talk to each other.
They ain't got nothing to do with us, man.
I said that out.
Our community can't do that.
Yes, it can.
You can do that.
It can do that.
Definitely can.
It's ego, bro.
It's all everybody that's...
It's ego.
Well, bro. First
drop
of all...
Drop your nuts, bro. That's all it is.
We all want to say thank you for coming. Your music's dope. Y'all tune in and a little bit, they going live to perform each one. So definitely tune in to that, too. But we want to thank y'all for coming. All four of y'all, it was dope to have y'all on the show.
Last question, bro. Don't just go off like that.
You want one more question?
Well, yeah, we need to end on a good, like a, ask the messiest question you got. We need to end on something, a bang, bro. We can't end on that. I don't want to end talking about rapping. But I want the people to know who the fuck I'm is.
That part.
Well, then answer the question. Who are you?
No, hell no. That's too, come on. Be for real.
I'm Capo motherfucking G.
I'm Smego. I'm like, you know what I'm saying, bro? You got a question on that ended with, guy.
I mean, y'all pretty much answered the ones I, other questions on here, I won't ask those because they, I'm not going to say shit like that. Yeah, these are all the
ones right there.
What?
Who got to ask them
on? Is there anything y'all would have done differently during y'all journey in music? That's the last question.
I would have opened more doors for myself by not being too stuck up.
I would have, yeah, I would have,
listened.
I wouldn't have fucked with as many bitches as I did.
Well, fuck with plenty of niggas.
Oh, that's...
I ain't fuck with too many niggas.
Y'all tune in, man, for the live. Smego, G-Capo, thanks for coming, yo. Many bitches,